I'm going to play you 1 minute of the opening of Ruby, and then I'll play it with the music changes.
The crystal city glistens in the moonlight. Three of the six moons of Summa Nula are shining down, casting weird shadows in this abandoned city. Yeah, not totally abandoned. This was once an automated city. Now the rusted slidewalks no longer move. The winds blow through the broken city. What else? Whose thoughts?
Slimy.
Oh, yeah. Slimies. Biogenetically engineered assassins out for the hunt. I can feel their mind nets sweeping the city. Okay, mind webs. Spun from cool, slimy thoughts that drift out to touch and freeze you in your tracks. So they can step up and blast you away.
Now, before I play the episode enhanced, I wanted to point out some of the changes he made. He added a couple of synth tracks, though subtle, cymbals of various kinds, snare drums, African drum, shaker, finger snaps, bass, and new vocoder tracks to make the words easier to understand. Also, all the original Ruby tracks have been tweaked with vocal compression and a small amount of new reverb that gives the whole sound more dimension. Here, listen.
The crystal city glistens in the moonlight. Three of the six moons of Summa Nula are shining down, casting weird shadows in this abandoned city. Yeah, not totally abandoned. This was once an automated city. Now the rusted slidewalks no longer move. The winds blow through the broken city. What else?
Thoughts.
Whose thoughts?
Slimies. Oh, yeah.
Slimies. Biogenetically engineered assassins out for the hunt. I can feel their mind nets sweeping the city.
Mind webs.
Okay, mind webs. Spun from cool, slimy thoughts that drift out to touch and freeze you in your tracks.
Freeze.
So they can step up and blast you away.
I assume you heard the difference. Now, here's a minute from the original slimy chase scene.
I heave the Frankie on my shoulder. It's night out, but that won't stop a slimy's eyes. I duck down an alleyway. The Frankie ain't exactly light. Suddenly, at the end of the alley, a slimy leaps out, takes aim, but too late for him. I slow time and let him have it. The air car is hidden on a rooftop. I climb the steps of an abandoned building. They're hot on my heels now. Catch my breath and wait. Hey, sucker! Suck on this! Ha! Up onto the roof.
And now for the change. You'll notice how much more dramatic the action scenes have become. Tim added two synth tracks, additional rhythm, cymbal, snare, kick, and bass, and it really does give it a lot more kick.
I heave the Frankie on my shoulder. It's night out, but that won't stop a slimy's eyes. I duck down an alleyway. The Frankie ain't exactly light. Suddenly, at the end of the alley, a slimy leaps out, takes aim, but too late for him. I slow time. Let him have it. The air car is hidden on a rooftop. I climb the steps of an abandoned building. They're hot on my heels now. Catch my breath and wait. Hey, sucker! Suck on this! Ha! Up onto the roof. There's one hopping across. Tuka took that one out nicely, singed his scales. Ooh, pee-you! Nothing worse than burnt slimy.
Okay, here's the original intro to the Digital Circus.
The Digital Circus is setting up their inflatables for a performance tonight. That's what I've been wondering about. Yeah. Dropouts, misfits, men, women, creatures, whose creative, technical minds can't be held in check by the marketing demands of the safe regions. they move from one electronic component dump to another. They build strange robot animals.
And for the refreshment, Tim increased the spatial feel from something that was pretty closed in and small to a sound that has much more dimension. He added a couple of new synth environment kind of sounds, along with new percussion and bass, but still the original melody comes through. You'll notice the vocoder tracks are better.
The Digital Circus is setting up their inflatables for a performance tonight.
Who are they?
That's what I've been wondering about.
Outcasts.
Yeah. Dropouts. Misfits. Men, women, creatures, whose creative technical minds can't be held in check by the marketing demands of the safe regions.
Safe regions.
They move from one electronic component dump to another.
Strange robots.
They build strange robot animals.
Okay, Cosmic Pinball from the original mix.
Come on, Ruby!
This damn ball is programmed to react to me, not just to slam randomly into bumpers and targets. I fire up the third ball,
come
screaming out of the chute, whacking against a floating bumper, smashing against a starlight target. I catch it with a flipper, sending it into an exploding pop bumper, and right at me again.
Out of way!
I relax and take a hit that jars my teeth.
Oh, you're fighting it, Ruby.
Oh, shut up.
Come on.
I gotta extend my intelligence throughout the whole mechanism. The bumpers, the flippers, the damn ball. Loosen up.
This was one of the few episodes where Tim added new sound effects. He found some great hits and whooshes that we didn't have before, and he used them to fit in with the original pinball sound effects. He also added percussion and bass.
Come on, Ruby!
This damn ball is programmed to react to me, not just to slam randomly into bumpers and targets. I fire up the third ball.
Come
screaming out of the chute, whacking against a floating bumper, smashing against a starlight target. I catch it with a flipper, sending it into an exploding top bumper, and right at me again.
Out of way!
I relax and take a hit that jars my teeth.
Oh, you're fighting it, Ruby.
Oh, shut up.
Come on.
I gotta extend my intelligence throughout the whole mechanism. The bumpers, the flippers, the damn ball. Loosen up.
Watch it.
Ow. Oh, I'll get that ball. I drive beneath this tactical bumper in pursuit. I'm finally feeling the rhythms of this game. The randomness of the ball becoming an extension. No such thing as coincidence. All extensions. The ball finally drops down the black
hole. Get away.
The game is over.
That was so-so.
And finally, one of Tim's favorite episodes, Solar Sailing. I'll play a little of the original, and then I'll unveil the wonderful changes he made.
It's early morning. I'm sitting in a snack bar on the beach. The pink ocean is rolling up in lazy laps against the magenta sands. The sky is rose-colored. The sun is starting to rise. I'm feeling blue. I dial up a souffle with some fresh sautéed sea monsters. Sucking on a tentacle. I remember the Tuca and decide to give my answering service a call.
This one has the usual percussion and bass overlays at the beginning. For the middle part, Tim added strings. For the solar sailing, he added high percussion using gamelan bells and triangle with a new sound for Ruby's launch. It's a favorite of mine, too.
It's early morning. I'm sitting in a snack bar on the beach. The pink ocean is rolling up in lazy laps against the magenta sands. The sky is rose-colored. The sun is starting to rise. I'm feeling blue. I dial up a souffle with some fresh sautéed sea monsters. Sucking on a tentacle. I remember the Tuca and decide to give my answering service a call. The holo reads out a creature with four tentacles, three eyes, a thin blue mustache, and wearing a red fez.
Ruby, I would like to meet with you on code X-1. Have your machine contact my machine to arrange for possible dates and time.
Code X-1. I dial up the Tuca. His image reappears. This time wearing a smoking jacket with one tentacle wrapped around a cigar.
Sorry, I am not at home right now, but if you leave a message, I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Listen, Tuca, this is Ruby. Let's get together on the 8th. Let's say 2700 hours, Nula Central.
Yeah. Monet. The Aurorian. Right now he's watching the sunrise. The four moons up there are fading out. He doesn't notice my trying to say goodbye. I have the impression he's conferring with his kind back home. Group mind, you know. He's handsome. I wonder what kind of a lover he'd make. I don't have the time to find out. You think the present is moving fast, where do you see the future? I give him a kiss and leave. Take the lift to the top of the hotel, strap on my solar wings, let the breeze unfold them, and catch the early morning currents. I rise up and away from the casino city. The Utopias, an archipelago of islands inhabited by crackpots and cults, mystics, futurists, doomsayers, you name it. Any utopia you can think of, just about. There's someone there trying it out. I relax. Oh, God, I love to fly. There's something about solar sailing that just turns me on.
There are 22 episodes in the second CD of Ruby One. All of the episodes have been enhanced, just as you've heard. And Ruby really has been refreshed. She's so much more alive.